Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. You're glad to be free today.
Jesus Christ, your washes in the blood, oh God, right now, oh God. Oh God, we want to be cleansed and purified and sanctified. sanctified in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you in your well doing, oh God. We want to say thank you, Father God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do, God. But if you don't do nothing else, Almighty God, you've already done enough, oh God. The fact that we have life and life in abundance because we trust and we believe in you, Father God. Lord, we come laying all our cares and burdens down, oh God, on today to never pick them up again, Father God. Lord, we're going to rest in you, oh God, like your word says. Rest in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask that you just have your way, oh God. Touch everybody on the line today, oh God, that's in Sunday service on today, Father God. Oh, Lord, heal the sick, oh God. Those that have prayed for a healing in their body, oh God. Lord, we speak healing on today, oh God, by your word, oh God, because you give us the power and the authority, oh God, to speak those things into the earth and itself, be excited. For those of us that need healing, be healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For you're healed by his stripes, God. Lord, we just want to say thank you for our healing on today. Those that are needing deliverance, oh God, let them be delivered right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, those of us that are operating in bondage, let us be set free on today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your protection, oh God, for protecting us and our family members. Thank you for giving your angels charge over us, oh God, to watch over us on yesterday, even right now, oh God, as we in Sunday service, oh God, that we can come right now, Lord, knowing that we are protected and nothing can come on the outside, on the inside to cause us any hurt or danger. Oh, Lord, we just want to thank you, Father God, that you are our protector, oh God. You are our healer. You are our way maker. You are our promise keeper. You are our light in the dark, oh God. You are our deliverer, for we are delivered. You are our redeemer, for we are redeemed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, you are a miracle. Lord, let miracles begin to manifest right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, to your name, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost, God. We thank you for your presence right now. For the Bible says, well, there are two or more gathered in your name, thank you all in the midst, oh God, as we come touching in the grill, oh God. We thank you for being in the midst right now, oh God. We thank you, Father God, because you're in the midst, oh God, that we can come to you, oh God, and receive all that we ask for in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, oh God. Oh, Lord, give us the bread of heaven right now, oh God. Rain on us right now, oh God, your blessing. Oh, Father God, bless everyone on the line today, Father God. Bless your home, oh God. We pray for a heavenly blessing on this day, oh God. Oh, Lord, you will open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow, oh God, and that they will know it's you, Father God, that has blessed us and not ourselves. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We are part of the blood of Jesus Christ right now. Over ourselves and our family members and loved ones, near and far. We are by the blood of Jesus Christ over our marriage, our ministry, our finances, our business, over our opportunities in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are by the blood of Jesus Christ over our home, over our property, over our spiritual life, over our destiny, over our calling, and all that God has for us. We are by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we are by the blood of Jesus over every barrier around us to protect us from the enemy. We are by the blood of Jesus Christ in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we decree and declare that no evil can touch us. We decree and declare that we are free from every attack of the devil. We decree and declare that we're free in the name of Jesus Christ. We are set free from every attack of the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, we are set free from every witchcraft, sorcery, satanic attack in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I don't know if you know, but when you have the power of God on your life, and by the blood you can decree and declare today and be delivered from that situation in the name of Jesus Christ. You don't have to stay where you are. You don't have to stay sick. You don't have to stay hurt. You don't have to stay down. You don't have to stay broke. You can be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Your trust is yours. When you get Christ, you get changed. Receive your change on today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yeah. Father God, we thank you.
By the power of the blood of Jesus, we are set free from all dangers and sickness by the power of the blood of Jesus. We are set free from any limitation and stagnation by the power of the blood of Jesus. Our entire family is set free from all attacks of the devil by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. We are set free right now. We are set free from all barriers, chains, walls, bondages that are hindering us from making progress in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, O God. We decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ that we are set free from signs of depression by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. We are set free to be happy again in the name of Jesus Christ. Some of us are walking around here happy and sad, shaking your phone, but I decree and declare today that you are happy and receive your happiness, receive your joy, unspeakable joy that only the Lord can give by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. We are set free from all unproductive and every way relationships, connections in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we are fully delivered from all sin. And so we thank you, Lord God, by the power and the never be pushed. We thank you, Father God, by the power of brother Jesus Christ, better days are ahead. By the power of brother Jesus Christ, breakthrough is ahead. Business opportunities are ahead. Financial increase is ahead. Divine healing is ahead. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I don't know about you, but receive what you need today. The power of the Lord. We thank you, oh God, that we can come boldly to the throne room of grace, asking and receiving in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. Catch and move in this place. Let you move with your children on today, Father God. But we know that your God is omnipotent, omnipresent. There's no way that we can go with me that you cannot reach us, oh God. So we thank you, Father God, for you are our God, for you are the head of our life and the lifter of our head. And we give it all over to you, oh God. We just ask that you have your way, Father God.
Have your way, God.
Have your way, God.
Thank you.
Have your way, God.
Thank you.
Have your way, God. It's not time to be silent. It's time to say, just thank God. Be joyful because you're here. You got life and you got breath. There are many in a hospital fighting for their life. There are many that took their last test on this morning. But you are able to give and still know who you are and whose you are. You should be rejoicing right now. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. I don't know about you, but when I look back over my life and realize that I still got life, there's no need for me to complain. There's no need for me to break down. There's no need for me to give up because I have a God that is able, that sits up high and looks down low, and he can reach me wherever I'm at. I have a God that can lift up the standard when the enemy comes in like a flood. I have a God that is my shepherd and I shall not walk. I don't know about you, but on today, if you don't know, I'm here to tell you, there's a God that can do all things but fail. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
We decree and we declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that all things are working together for the good of our life, oh God, because we give our life to you, Father God, so that you can use us, oh Lord. We give it all over to you, oh God, withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. We trust you and we love you. We seal the prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen.
Amen.
Welcome again to Sunday service. I see people still trickling in right now. We thank God for your attendance. We thank God for your presence. May you be blessed. May you hang up the phone, not the same. When you get up to Sunday service call today, may your life never be the same. May God divinely intervene and turn it around for your good. And then we're going to get ready for our scripture. May God turn it around for you. We're going to get ready for scripture. Today's scripture is going to come out of Lamentations chapter 3, Lamentations chapter 3, 39 through 42. Again, if you're just now entering into Sunday service with us, you are live with us so we can hear you. If you are doing something in your background, you may want to mute your call just so, you know, we can be in respect of the Holy Spirit as it moves and operates in Sunday service. But we definitely want to hear from you. We want to hear your amens. We want to know that you agree that we're in agreement. It's important that we are all in agreement. So as the word goes forth, that we're in agreement. So we definitely want to hear from you. But if you got to do something, use the bathroom and go outside, holler, answer the door. If you can mute your call because we're live here in Sunday service. So we thank God for you. We definitely thank God for you being here on today. May God bless you. Again, we're coming out of Lamentations chapter 3, and that's going to be verse 39 to 42. As we talk about be the one, the Bible says in Lamentations, if you have it, I'm sorry, say amen, and then we'll go into scripture. When you have the scripture, say amen. If you have the scripture, just say amen. If you need a little more time, say hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
All right, I'm going to hold on for you. We thank God. We're going to hold on. Hold on.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. We have said we thank God and everyone that's in Sunday service at 2 p.m. We're so excited for you today to be here. And again, we pray that your life will never be the same when you hang up the call on today, that God will turn it around for your good, that blessings and favor, healing and deliverance and freedom will take place even before you hang up the call. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that which you've been waiting on to happen will come forth in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we just thank God right now, right now. All right, y'all ready? Amen?
Yes, Lord.
Amen. I know we got several people on, but I'm only hearing two or three. So if you can just say amen, I don't want to go before you. If you all can just say amen, let me know that you are ready. We'll go right on into scripture.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, we thank God. Lamentations 3, verse 39 through 42 reads, "Why should a living man complain? A man for punishment of his sins. Let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. Let us lift up our hearts and hands to God in heaven. We have transgressed and rebelled. You have not pardoned." So here we ask in here, the word, the message that I got is, be the one. Be the one that turns back. Be the one that God can call on. Be that one. As we know in the Bible, in Genesis 18, verses 26 and 33, if you all know the story, when God told Abraham to get out of Sodom and Gomorrah because he was going to do away with the city. And God, and Abraham said to God, he said, well, if you can find, is that a righteous to be as the wicked, for being from you shall not judge all of the earth do right. So the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within a city, then I will spare the whole place for its sake. So then he said, well, what about if you, what if we find 45? He said, if you find 45, then I will spare the city for its sake. He said, okay, what about if you find, what about 40? So he continued to ask God, well, and the numbers kept going on, and God said, okay, if you can find me 40. He said, well, okay, so he said, well, I will not do it if you find 30 there. And he said, indeed, now I have taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Supposedly 20 should be found here. So then he keeps asking God, okay, well, if not 20, what about, and he got all the way down to 10. But I'm here to tell you, will you be the one? Will you be the one, hallelujah, will you be the one that will turn to God? Will you be the one that God can use? Will you be the one that will save the city? Will you be the one that will save your family as Noah did? Or Noah, God was looking for one, and God found Noah. The Bible says in Genesis 6 and 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That was one. And because Noah was the one, he saved his whole family. So God called Noah into the ark in his whole family. Will you be the one? That's the question on today. That's the message I have for you. Will you be the one? In Isaiah 6 and 8, the Bible says, and I heard the Lord asking, whom shall I send as a message to these people? Who will go for us? And Isaiah said, I said, here I am, send me. Will you be the one when God asks, who can I send? I need a messenger to go. I need someone to deliver to my people. Who will go? Will you be like Isaiah and say, here I am, send me? Will you be that one? In Luke 17, verse 14 through 19, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God. We're talking about the 10 lepers. There were 10 lepers, if you all know the story, that had leprosy. And they were 10, and they cried out to God, to Jesus, to heal them. And so he told them to go to the priest, that they were healed from the ghost of the priest, and show them that they were clean. So as they were going, they were healed before they even got there. So they believed and they went, but only one returned. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned with a loud voice glorifying God. Will you be the one that will return to Jesus? Will you turn around after Jesus do all that you asked him to do? Will you be the one that will turn around and thank him and glorify him and walk with him? Will you be that one? That is the message I have for you today. That's the word I have for you today. Will you be the one? We can't wait for everybody else to do it. We can't wait for everybody else to get it right. Will you be the one that will be able to save your family? Will you be the one that will stand in the gap for your family when everybody talks you down, when everybody beats you up, when everybody say you crazy because you're praying and you're fasting and you're sacrificing? Will you be the one that say, I'm going to stand and I'm going to wait on my time? I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it's going to cost, because I'm going to stand, because what you don't know is that I have a God that is able. Will you be the one? Will you be the one? Will you be the one? Ask yourself, am I the one? Am I the one? Because the devil, he'll try to deceive you by making you think that you're not the one. But I'm going to ask you today, are you the one? Will you be the one, or are you already the one?
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Are you the one? I don't care what the world says. I don't care what people say. I don't care what your family says. But will you be the one? Because I'm telling you, when you're sick and you need somebody to pray for you, it's that one that you will call. You know exactly who to call. It's that one you know that you get a path in heaven. And so will you be that one? Will you sacrifice?
Hallelujah.
Will you fast? Will you pray? Will you get on your face and cry out for God for your mama? Will you be the one to get on your face and cry out for your your children. Will you be the one to do that to cry out for your children? Will you be that one that will cry out for your family? Will you be that one to say, my life is not my own? I give my life away to you, God. Will you be that one to say, I surrender and ready for surrender and lay it down? Will you be that one that God can say, I need a righteous man? Will you be the one that God called? Will you be that one?
Yes, Lord.
Will you be the one?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I decree and I declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that I am the one. I am the one that my family can call on. I am the one that stands in the gap and in the sea. I am the one that will go when God tells me to go and won't ask why. I am the one when it don't look right. I am the one that's still going to believe and trust in God. I'm the one that's going to believe that I can be healed even though my body is hurt and I'm broke down and the doctors don't know what's going on. I am the one that's going to still believe. I'm the one that's going to rest and trust in God when all hell is breaking out around me. I am the one that's going to stay on the word of God when it look like it ain't going to happen, brother. I am the one that's going to stand still when it comes in like a flood. I'm going to be the one that says, I'm going to stand here and I'm going to wait because I understand that in the way there is peace, in the way there is protection, in the way there is blessing, in the way there is favor, in the way there is God. Will you be the one? And I'm going to go ahead and we're going to get ready for the word, the message from Pastor Dorsey Manning. We'll go in and we'll have a little praise of worship. But as we close, as I close out this word that I got this morning about be the one, and that's an are you the one? And Luke 17, you all, I'll let you all get there because I definitely want to let you help you to understand about the one. The one. Because Jesus was and still is the one. Jesus was and still is the one. I don't know about you, but they just put joy in my whole spirit. I don't know about you. That gives me a reason to say glory, hallelujah, to your name.
Lord,
I thank you,
Lord,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about you, because if it was not for Jesus, we would not be here. If it was not for Jesus, the devil would come in and just touch us out. Our whole family would not for Jesus. It would get the finished work on the cross. I don't know about you, but I got a whole lot of reasons to just say thank you, Lord.
Thank
glory,
you,
hallelujah, Lord, to your name, God. In the name of Jesus Christ here in Luke 17. And when he turned around, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face and at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, where there are 10 cleansed, well, where are the 9? Verse 18 said, were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Are you the one? If you don't know today, be the one. 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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for this word. You all be blessed. Stay with us here in Sunday service. We're going to have a little praise and worship, and we'll be back with the message from Prophet Dorsey Manning. God bless. God bless.
Amen.
God bless. God bless. I'm so excited. God bless you all. Stay tuned here.
Oh, amen.
Soul you enter into this building.
Oh God.
You brought your burdens, brought your pain.
Hallelujah.
I have a message for you today. That when you leave here, won't be the same. So you tell me, you've been to your physician. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. somebody, and I'm just so desperate. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah. And he can mend a broken
heart. He can mend your broken
heart.
He has the miracle to fix your need.
Won't you trust?
Won't you trust him?
Oh, you will receive. About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to feed your need, go tell the Lord what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
mended my broken
heart. He has mended my broken heart.
Gave me a miracle.
Gave me a miracle.
Just to fit
my need.
Can I get a witness in here? That you can lift your hands and say, right where you are. Come on, let's go.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Oh, my.
Yes, God, we thank you, oh God. I have received. I don't know about you, but I receive right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You don't have to stay right there. You don't have to stay broken. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you. I don't know about you all, but that song always does something to me in my spirit. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Welcome to Sunday service, you all. No doubt you're still trickling in to Sunday service. May your life never be the same once you log off this call today in the name of Jesus Christ. Because we just thank God right now because God is more than worthy. He's more than capable. He is the creator of all things. All powerful God. Elohim, El Shaddai. He is Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shabbat. He is Jehovah Lechatishkim, Jehovah Sikadu. He is El Ganadia. He is Jehovah Gabor. He's all in all, in all. He's the great I am in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. I don't know about you, but I got a little shaka. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Right now, God. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, Lord. You didn't have to do it, but you did. We thank you for the doing, oh, God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. This is the time where the message will go forward from our dearly beloved son, brother, husband, friend, son-in-law, all in all that know him. God has called him a prophet from birth. He is walking in his calling. We thank God that he answered his calling. The Bible says that the first shall be last and the last shall be first. So we thank God right now for his anointed one. We thank you, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you would use the mighty Holy Spirit. Move on him. Oh, Lord, refresh your anointing that's on him right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray for Holy Ghost anointing to be upon your servant. Your servant, your son, you call him your light, Lord God, that you're your light shine, that even those who are tuned in today that are logged on and called in will receive the light, oh God. If any of us are walking in darkness, oh God, and living in darkness, that today when they hear the word of God from your servant's mouth, that they will receive the light, oh God, that coming from you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we are to introduce to you all right now. You may have known by Bubba, you may know him by any other name. I know that's my husband, my sweetheart, my love. I thank God for him at this time being the message was the unadulterated word of God.
Amen. I want to welcome everybody to Sunday service. I thank everyone for being online with us this afternoon. You know, this is God's day, and we count it all joy for us to be gathered here together, to be able to hear the word,
to
be able to receive the word. And after we hear the word, be doers of the word. And we just want to thank God.
Thank God, Lord.
For this opportunity. All right, today, let's get right on into it. Today's topic today is trusting God and in God only.
Yes, Lord.
Trusting God and in God only.
Amen.
Now, Proverbs 3. I'm going to start right here in Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3. And verse 5. Proverbs 3 and verse 5 reads, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding.
Hallelujah.
But
yes,
in
Lord.
All thy ways acknowledge him, for he will direct your path.
Yes,
hallelujah. Here in Proverbs 3, this is showing you how to live. This is the word that's showing you how to live. You should live in a way of not trusting in how you see things, not trusting in what your mind would tell you, not trusting in what your brothers or your sisters may lead you to believe, but you should trust in God. You should trust in God and trust in God always, because God said if you would trust in him, then he will lead you to that place where you need to be.
Yes, God.
And that place where you need to be. That's the place where you should be. You're being led by the Holy Spirit. So trust in God and in God only. Now, if you will go with me over here to Genesis, chapter 1, and we'll start right here at the 26. But first, I would like to ask you a question. I'll ask you this question while you're going over here. If I were to ask you, who are you? If I was to ask you this question, who are you? What answer
Jesus.
Would you give?
Jesus.
What answer would you give?
Father God.
My Lord.
Most would give a general or a common answer. Let's just be honest. Most of us would give a general or a common answer. You would say your first and your last name. And then there is some of us, we'll give a more detailed answer. We'll say our first name, and then we'll say our last name. We'll say that who our parents are, who we came from, and where we stay, and what we're doing. Amen. That's what we would do, which would be the common thing to do. But over here in Genesis chapter 1, and we'll start right here at the 26th verse. Now, Genesis chapter 1 and 26, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over the earth, and over everything that creepeth and everything that creepeth on the earth. Now let's go a little bit farther. In 27 reads, so God created man in his own image. In his image, God created him, male and female, he created them. So now, if I would ask that question again, who are you, then what would your answer be? What would your answer be? Now, I did this right here for a reason. The reason why I went right here is because we need to realize who we are. Who you are is not who you have been taught to be. Now, we know we all have a mom and we all have a dad. We know that we all was born in a place. We know we all went to a certain school and we grew up together. But what you need to realize is that we are a spirit being. We are more than just mankind. We're more than just male. We're more than just female. We are a spirit being. And because you are a spirit being, you have been created in the image of God. Because in 26 it says, let us. Now that let us, now that is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They let us make man in the image of our likeness, and let them have dominion over the whole world. So now if you don't know that, you will live a life just only thinking that you were mediocre, and you were just born by mom and dad, and you were just to work and just to live and just to die. Now the God I know is a mighty God. The Jesus I know, he is able to do all things, and he has done all things already, because God has created me in the likeness of himself. So if God created me in the likeness of himself, and over here in 26 he said we let them have dominion, that means that let them have our power and let them have our authority over the earth. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
So who are you? Who are you? Don't trust into what you have been taught. I'm just Dorsey, I'm just Chantel, or I'm just Uncle, I'm just them. Trust who you are. 28 reads, and God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over all the fish of the sea and over all the fowl of the earth. So now, what God did was God created this earth, and he created everything in this earth, and he created man and woman, and he told you to have power over it. That means be the managers over it. See, we don't own this world, but we have been put in the position to manage this world or be the stewards over this world. Amen. So now,
Amen.
Because
Amen.
Of this reason right here, because of this reason right here, things have happened. This is a promise to you, and laws that already have been created just by this word. Do you believe in God? Because you believe in God, then you would know that you have power. You would know that you are a spirit. We know that God is a spirit. God is a spirit, and he made us in his likeness. So now, you have been given power over all of the earth. That means every single spirit that operates in this earth, every single animal, every single thing that operates in here has to have consent from mankind. Who are you? Trust in God and trust in God only. Now, we know how the serpent, how he came in chapter 3 and how he spoke to woman and he got woman to to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and how she ate, and we know the story about what happened. We know the fall of man. But see, we need to realize something right here. What you need to realize right here is that here is where the deceit came. Here is where the change up. Now, the world that we live in right now, we're living in a world where people are going to tell you things. They're going to lie to you. You better know that there's people going to lie to you. And sometimes people will tell you things not even knowing that they are lying to you. The only thing they are telling you is what they have been taught. Satan comes to rob you of your identity. You need to know who Satan is. Satan is the liar. He comes to rob you of your identity. Because Satan knows if he comes to rob you of your identity and you don't know who you are and you don't know the powers that you possess, you will not be rulers or you will not have power over this world and everything in it. He strips you of your power.
Come on now. Come on now. Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Say you are a liar, and we're here to expose you right now. You are a liar. For the Bible says that you are a thief, and the thief only comes to steal and kill and to destroy. And never again should we ever have any fear of you, because we've been given power over you. We've been given power and dominion over you. You are a liar. Now, amen. So we need to definitely know who you are. Trust God and trust in God only. So now, what if you were asked, what is your purpose and what do you serve? What is your purpose in this world? Can any of us answer this question, what is your purpose? You need to definitely know what is your purpose. I mean, if you are a believer, if you're in the body of Christ and you're reading the word, you know, this Bible, this word, this book of life have been created for us to be able live life.
Yes,
it's been created for us to be able to live it. Now, if we are living a type of life that we do not wish to live, or you're living a type of life, you know, where it's not pleasing to yourself, well, we know it's not pleasing to yourself, it's not pleasing to God. Do we know enough? Do we know enough? We should definitely know enough about our purpose in life. For us. God did not just create the earth, and he just didn't create man. He just didn't create us for no reason. There is a purpose while he created us, and we should know this.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
God.
It's a purpose. Every single body has a purpose in this life. It's a purpose.
Yes, God.
Because we are God's spirit. We are his spirit. So because we are his spirit, we've been sent here through earth, through mom, through dad, through grandma, grandpa. We're going to sit here for a reason. But it's up to us to find out that reason for our life. Find out that reason for your life. Don't go around thinking that nobody loves you. Don't go around thinking that you are just whatever it is, the janitor or just whoever it is. There ain't nothing wrong with that, but you have been created to be more. You're created to be more than just the person that someone told you that you are. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus. So now, we need to know this right here, that Satan, he comes to rob you of your identity. If Satan is able to tell you a lie, if he's able to tell you a lie, then what he's able to do, he's able to confuse you. And when he confuses you, that means that you will make some decisions and you will make some mistakes, just like Adam and Eve did. They made a decision and they made a mistake. Because they listened to the lie. They listened to the lie. Now, they had already been given instruction. They already had been given commandments. They had already been given commandments on how to live. But for some reason, we know the reason why. But for a reason, why would you want to listen to a serpent? Why did man and woman want to listen to the snake? There's no reason why you should be listening to the snake.
Jesus.
And we should do the same thing. Don't be listening to the snakes. Don't be listening to whatever it is that's infecting your mind. That
my
is the
Lord,
only way to Satan to strip
your
power.
Jesus.
He has
Lord.
To tell you something, and then once he tells you something, you have to believe it. Because when you believe it, you give him access to have access to your body. Because mankind has been in dominion over all of the earth, that means that no spirit can operate legally without your consent. So when somebody tells you the lie and you believe the lie, guess what? The lie has entered on the inside of you. That means the liar has entered on the inside of you because you have given him access to your body. You have given him access to your mind. You have given him access to be able to walk in this earth and wreak havoc and destroy it. And he ultimately will destroy you as well.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for revelation and knowledge of knowing who the Satan is, who the liar is, who the thief is.
Now,
if Satan will do you like this, now what makes us think that if Satan, if he would lie and he would try to strip us of our identity, he did the same thing for Jesus. He tried to strip Jesus of his identity. Yes, he did. Go with me over to Matthew chapter 4, and I'll show you this. Matthew chapter 4. I'll show you this here, and I'll be real quick with this right here. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, and we'll start here at verse 1.
Yes, Lord.
Then Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And to read, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards hungry. And the tempter came and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. And 4 reads, but he answered, now this is Jesus, and Jesus answered, for it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out the mouth of God. You better know that. To that place where the Holy Spirit needs for you to be. But you better know right there in that place where the Holy Spirit leads you, Satan's going to show up also. Satan comes to discredit the Holy Spirit. He comes to confuse you.
Jesus.
He comes to try to see if you will surrender to him.
Yes,
he will come to try to see if you will serve him. He will tell you to lie. He will try to make sure that you don't trust God, that you trust in him. This is the same thing, but the people in this world will do the same thing. They'll tell you that this here is going on, or this here might be going on, or this right is going on. Go over here and talk to this one. Go over here and get that. It's all a lie. It's all a lie. Knowing if he will do it to God, and he will do it to you. But you need to know what is written. Jesus is God. He know what is written.
Yes, he
your
is.
Your only defense
yes,
against Satan is using the word of God.
My God,
Satan knows
my
the
God.
Word of God. You
yes,
need
sir.
To know the word of God. You need to know what God had already promised you. Because
yes,
if you know what all, God has already promised you,
ain't
then you,
you
have the word
promise,
that lives
Lord.
On the inside of you. And when the word
yes,
lives
Lord.
On the inside of you, when that time comes when Satan shows up and he tries to tell you something different, you tell him what the word of God said. Stop letting people tell you who you are and stop letting people lie to you. You tell them what the word of God said. Choose not to tell the lie. Choose to tell the truth. 1 Peter 3:3 says, he that want to love life, long life, will not tell a lie, that you will tell the truth. So tell the truth all the time. Trust in God and trust in God only, and that is the way, that is the place where God wants you to be. In Christ, trusting in him, being led by the Holy Spirit and not
yes,
being
Lord.
Led by anybody else. And
yes,
we thank
Lord.
You, Lord Jesus. We
thank
you, Lord,
Lord
Jesus,
God.
For the word that went forth today. We
yes,
thank
Lord,
you, Lord, that
thank
we were able
Lord.
To expose the liar. We thank you, Lord,
yes,
that we were exposed all his deceit. We know that he comes
yes,
to
Lord.
Try to rob us of our identity, but we are in Christ.
Yes,
we are in Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
And we are in Christ, and we should stay right there in Christ. And we thank
Amen.
You, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We're running short on time. We thank God for the word that went
thank
forward
you,
and all that is here in Sunday service. We want to pray for everyone that's on the line right now. We decree and we declare victory over everyone in their family house right now. We thank God right now that we receive from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecutions, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now in or in the future. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments, witchcraft, prayers, psychic prayers, or spells. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Jesus Christ.
is victorious through the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities and powers and rules of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places, according to Ephesians 6:10-12. We claim our victory and faith through our salvation and his shed blood of all these things now. We decree and declare, according to Joel 22, verse 27 and 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In his holy name we pray. We thank God for you all on today. Hallelujah to your name, that may all be blessed, healed, delivered, and set free by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Understand and know that the joy of the strength of the Lord is yours. Thank you, Lord God, that this time is a time for tithes and offering. If you want to sow into the ministry, you want to pay your tithes to us, to the Gospel Public Ministries, please do so. We have Cash App. It's Pastor Chantel. Pastor Chantel, that's Pastor Chantell. If you want to sow into the ministry, pay your tithes and offering, please do so. Let us bless all that are sowing on today and all the purpose in their heart to sow. Again, it's Pastor Chantel at Cash App. Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray right now, oh Father God, over our tithes and offering according to your word in Malachi 3. We claim and ask you to fulfill the seven promises that you've given us as a tither. Heavenly Father, you know that as a tither, we ask you to revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3:10. Father God, your word says, oh Lord, that you rebuke the devourer for our sake because we are obedient in paying our tithes and offering. So Father God, I ask right now in Jesus Christ's mighty name that you would bless us right now with the seven promises that you kept. You know, our families, our finances, our fruits, and our grounds are blessed. Bless us in our going and coming out, for we are a tither, according to Malachi 3. And we just want to say thank you, O God. We bless you all on today. At this time, we have benediction. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yes, we thank God for every single word that went forth today. Now, may God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, the great shepherd of his sheep, every good work and to do his will, working in what you will please in his sight through Christ Jesus, whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Again, we'd like to thank y'all for being here on Sunday service. It's definitely been a blessing and an honor to have all of you here. May you come back and join us again for Sunday service here on The Preacher and the Pastor. Again, God bless you. We love you. It ain't nothing you can do about it. Do not be deceived by the enemy. Know who you are. Trust God. As Pastor said, would you say, Pastor, trust in God and God only.
In God and in God only.
In God only. And be the one. Be the one. Amen. God bless you. We're back here next Sunday at 2 p.m. on The Preacher and the Pastor. Tune in with us Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. We're on every night, Monday through Friday, bringing the word of God and his message. So you all take care. You all have a blessed Sunday. May God continue to bless you and increase you in his goodness. It's in Jesus' name that we all come together. Amen. Amen. Y'all have a good evening.
Amen. We love you.
We love you. Take care. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you. We're gonna go back and do it one more time. Everybody, God of mercy.